Gentlemen, we are up to Simon Tov Kuf Chov Zayin. We start Ilchas Erev Tavshilim. We're going to be learning tonight from Seif Gimel onwards. Let's just recap briefly the main concept which we discussed in last year. There is an Issa to cook on Yom Tov, something which is not for the purpose of Yom Tov. So whatever you cook for the Yom Tov is permitted. If you cook something for non-Yom Tov, past Yom Tov, is also. According to some, it's the Reise. According to most, it's the Rabbonon. But there's an Issa to cook something from Yom Tov to the subsequent day. So therefore, really there's an Issa, probably Mid Rabbonon, to cook from, if there is, let's say, Yom Tov falling on Thursday, Friday, to cook from Friday to Shabbos is going to be also. You may say, well, but one second, Shabbos is holy and sacred, and it's all true, but nevertheless, they still include in the Issa that really only allowed to cook from on Yom Tov for Yom Tov. You may not cook from Yom Tov to the subsequent day. Therefore, Chachamim saw there's a problem over here, that how are you going to cook, if there's 3 days Yom Tov, how are you going to deal with this? You want to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos. How are you going to, you can't do it, how are you going to do that? So Chachamim have therefore thought of a takana, which is called the Erev Tavshilin. And that is based on the following fact. If you start cooking before Yom Tov, say Wednesday, or if Yom Tov falls on Friday, Shabbos, then it's going to be on Thursday. If you start cooking before Yom Tov, and all you do is you add to the cooking process, you add to the preparation process on Yom Tov to something which you have started before Yom Tov, that's permitted. This is called the Takana of Eruv Tavshilin. So therefore, if you make before Yom Tov, you put something inside, which is, as we've discussed, and we'll discuss further, something which is a cooked item and or a baked item, and you say, okay, these are things which I am preparing towards the Shabbos after Yom Tov. So if I'm doing that, that allows me to cook on Friday for the Shabbos. And that is called Erev Tavshilin. Now, very much intrinsic of that is that what happens if it ceases to exist? If it stops to exist, let's say I eat it up. What happens then? Let's say I make this egg and I prepared it. In mind was that I'm going to eat it on Shabbos. But I'm really hungry on Thursday, Yom Tov. When nobody looks, I go for it. Will I be allowed on Friday to cook for Shabbos, yes or no? Pardon? But as you're right, and we'll talk about that. But let's leave out the Rav. If the Rav himself ate it. Or there's no Rav in my village. He's retired.
You say yes.
Why?
You started the process.
Very good. So you're saying that there's a svar to say you've started the process. It's very interesting. I totally appreciate your svar. But the Maisa, it's very something to think about. The Maisa, the halacha is going to be, and we'll see that extensively now, that if it's not there anymore, I cannot cook on Friday for Shabbos, saying, I've started the cooking process, and that. No, there's nothing here. You can't, who are you trying to fool? The process you started has been interrupted. You cannot cook now on Friday for Shabbos. More on that shortly. We're up to Simon Tov Kuf Chov Zayin. We will be learning Seif. We'll be starting from Seif Beis. Eruv Zeh top line. Eruv Zeh Oisin Oisoi. This Eruv that we are making, Oisin Oisoi, the pas v'tavshil, it's got to be pas bread v'tavshil in a cooked item. V'imlo Esalem v'tavshilach levad. If you only got a cooked item, i.e., you don't have a baked item, so you only got the egg, muta is permitted. Okay, Siv Gimel. Shil tavshil zeh kezais. This, the size of what you are using as an Erev Tavshilin, it's got to be a kezais. How much is a kezais? I mean, I know that on Pesach we go for it, but a kezais is really the size of an olive. Pardon? Yeah, it's okay. So it's really what you've got to have is shil tavshil zeh is a kezais. All you need is a kezais. Bein le'echot, bein le'alofim. Whether you're making this Erev Tavshilin for one person or for 1,000. So don't need, if you've got a family of 10 people, you don't have to do 10 kezaisim. There's no need. One kezais suffices for the whole family. Bein b'tchiloso, bein b'soifoi. Whether at the beginning or whether at the end. So it doesn't matter. All you need is really at the very end to have a kezais. So if some of this egg was eaten up on the first Yom Tov, or potentially beginning of second Yom Tov, some of this egg was eaten up, but he still got kezais left of it, that's fine. That suffices. V'yesh matzirchen lechatchile b'pas kebeitza. Some require that the bread should ideally be the size of a kebeitza, of an egg. V'chenoegen lechatchile, and that is the minhag generally. Okay, so we now we've learned the size of the erev tavshilin, how much you've got to have. We carry on in Siv Dalet. No, 1 second, there's one Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Ches, which I want to mention. Sivkot and Ches, Mishnah Berurah says, Kezais, who Mishum Hidu Mitzvah, and it is a, how should you translate Hidu Mitzvah? It's a beautification of the Mitzvah, yeah? Purification of the Mitzvah. Yikach Lechem Shalem, you should not just have a slice of bread, or a piece of bread, rather have a complete, should be Shalem, should be complete. Fechatichas Basso, and a piece of meat, or dogim, or fish, Chashuv, which is Chashuv. So what is the Mishnah Berurah telling us? Don't have just a slice of bread or a piece of bread. Have a ksholem. How do we do normally the Erev Tavshilin nowadays? What do we use? Matzos. Is that okay in terms of sholem?
Yes.
It is. But just make sure that you don't use the cracked one. If you want to fulfill this Hidu Mitzvah, don't use a cracked one. Use a whole one. We'll see soon another reason why we should do that. But it should be sholem. V'chatichas basa, a piece of meat, hoidogim chshuvim, or fish, you should have some chshivas. Don't just do something, you know? Should be something proper. Now, we don't use generally dogim, and I think there's a reason for it, which we'll address later. Okay, Siv Dalet. Tzorich she'tav shilzit avaru she'uroi lelafveis bo'es ha'pas. Now, with regards to the item you're going to use for the Erev Tavshilin, it should be something which is roi lelafveis bo'es ha'pas, something which accompanies the main dish with the bread. La'afuki daise, excluding daise, which is... Porridge. So, what's the importance of it? Just means that porridge is a side dish. It's not something. I know nowadays things have changed a little bit, but dice is considered in the poskim something which is a side dish as opposed to a main dish. It's not something that you normally would be a satisfying part of the meal. So, therefore, what the Shulchan Aruch is telling us: make sure you use something which is choshev, which normally would be a main course. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Yud Aleph tells us what the meaning is to use. So again, first white line. The lafes, kugun bosa, v'dogim, uveitzim. You normally would use meat, fish, or eggs. V'sharim in the lifton, mevushonim, or cooked, choshev, cooked items. Shedakon lafes, mezapas, which normally would go with the bread, i.e. a main dish. Maril lo yomaniach haboso ala tela. The maril would use to put the meat on a plate, v'lo ala gloske, and not on the bread. Don't make a sandwich. Yeah? Put it on a bread. Put it on a plate. Where do you keep it normally? Where would you normally keep the Erev Tavshilin? Yeah? And you just put it on something? So I think a lot of people do put it on a plate. I know this is straight. Anybody into antiques? Anybody likes antiques? No, so in the antique, you sometimes find an antique, you can buy Erev Tavshilin plates. That was, you know, they were made out of silver and, you know, part of the silver, you know, they were wealthier. They used to have Erev Tavshilin. You say Erev Tavshilin, you might still see that in some houses. It's very rare nowadays, but it used to exist. And that there's a halachic reason for it, because it's meant to be... you put the egg and the matzah together on a plate. Because it gets discussed, it gets a bit, you know, if you put it like the bread and the matzah and the thing, it obviously just gets all mushed up. No, you keep it on a plate nicely. Vigam lokach lechem sholem, take a whole matzah, whole bread. And here comes. Tamaril also used to use this Erev Tavshilin later on Shabbos afternoon for Suda Shlishis. Does anybody have that minhag? Yeah, that's a common minhag, right? We use it for Shabbos. Why do we do it? Why do we use it for Suda Shlishis? Very good, yeah. So it's very much got to do with that you assign it and you designate it for a particular meal, so you're actually going to use it, you're going to have it. There's another element. If you forget about it altogether and you don't eat it, what happens if you don't eat it at all? It's still yoitza?
Yeah.
You're yoitza, but it's still much better if you eat it. So therefore, if you designate, you don't eat it too early, but you want to eat it, shalashudas. So, and what the Mishnah Berurah said of Yekim, this abed bo mitzvah chada, since... you use it for one mitzvah, lis abed bo mitzvah achina. Here comes the Mishnah Berurah with the rule, which you have seen elsewhere. Since you use this Erev Tavshilin for one mitzvah, for the making of the Erev Tavshilim, which is the mitzvah in its own right, use it now for another mitzvah, which is the mitzvah of Shalosh Udos. We like to use items for one mitzvah and after the next mitzvah and after the next mitzvah. Who else do we use this concept? Since you use it for one mitzvah, use it for another mitzvah as well. Lulav. Exactly. But what do we do by lulav? We put it... We burn it by the Afias Matzah. By the Afias Matzah, many people have that minik. Or where else we find in Shulchan Aruch also with regards to Nilchus, Takin Nilchus Sukkos, we find the same concept with regards to the Hoshanas. This year perhaps less so, but no, generally we end up, why do we do that? We connect it one mitzvah to another mitzvah. That's not such a clear mitzvah, but it's that concept of using it for mitzvah. Many people use the Esek for Psalmim later on during the year. There's also that minute. Yes, indeed. You could really, as far as this is concerned, you could have it for Friday night meal or for Shabbos day meal. Correct. As far as that's concerned, yeah. So that's the general minik. Use the Erev Tavshilin for Shalosh Udos. Okay. Sif Hey. Tavshil Zeh Sha'omru. This particular Tavshil that we are using, Afilu Tzli, even if it is a roasted item, I think you mentioned roasted the other day, so it's mafurish black and white. Roasted is fine. Afilu sholog, even if it's well boiled. Afilu kavush, even if it's soaked. Or imaushan, if it's smoked. And what's a typical smoked? What can we smoke? Yeah, smoked fish. Pleasure. Anything that is either cooked, well boiled, soaked, smoked, roasted, that's all fine. Afilu min dogim ktanim, even if it's a small kind of fish, shadichon b'mayim chamim, which were rinsed and kind of cooked b'mayim cham with hot water, v'adachosan zibishul nachilo, and they don't go through entire process of cooking. All they do is, again, afilu min dogim ktanim, small fish, shadichon, which you rinse b'mayim cham with hot water, v'adachosan, and that rinsing of hot water, Hu bishulon, that is the cooking process for them. Lachilo, for eating. Reminds me a bit of... Yeah. Yeah. It's a bishul process. Yeah, that's right. In bishul, we speak about it, but there's one kind of fish we remind you about, which is not properly cooked. Schmaltz. Schmaltz? Not
properly cooked.
Yeah, which fish do we eat uncooked? Sushi, right?
Sushi, yeah.
Sushi, I mean, I don't touch it, but... The people who do, I think it's uncooked, right? Yeah? So it's a bit like that. These are they go through a little bit of a cooking process, but that's enough. So that's fine. You could use anything which did go through some sort of cooking. You can rely on that, and that will be a very good Erev Tavshilin item. And similarly, you can also rely on tapuchim mevushonim, cooked apples. V'adin shar peres mevushonim, any other cooked fruit will do for the Erev Tavshilin. Val dogging ktanim shebishlan, even small fish which we have cooked. The point being, any item which is going through a cooking process or similar, soaking, smoking, boiled, anything like that is fine. But an item which is not getting cooked at all will not be a valid Erev Tavshilin. The Mishnah Berurah speaks about the fish which we tend to eat, especially Shalosh Udos or Shabbos, whatever, and we eat it which is not cooked, and therefore will not be a valid Erev Tavshilin. Do not be tempted to take which fish? Herring, which is uncooked. Mishnah Berurah speaks about it. You may not make an Erev Tavshilin with herring. Why not? It's not cooked. Something which is not cooked does not qualify for an Erev Tavshilin item. Yeah, so that's what the discussion of it is, but Lemaisa, it's something which is, if it's just salted, then it's no good. Yeah, so but you're right, if it's kovush, kamavushal, then, but if it's just soaked, it's no good. So Rabbi said, these are the halachas we learned this evening. We spoke about the concept of the Erev Tavshilin as a principle. We spoke that you normally use a cooked item and a baked item. We learned that you've got to have a kezais, whether you're one or 1,000 people, one kezais will suffice. We learned that it's got to be a main dish, the cooked item's got to be a main dish. And if it's just a side dish, that's no good. We learned additionally also that the meaning is to use the meaning is to use the Erev Tavshilin for Shalosh Udos, because since you use it for one mitzvah, You're going to use it for another mitzvah. Additionally, the meaning of the Maharil was to use a plate and keep it safely until you actually enjoy it. We also learned that for the cooked item, it doesn't have to be very literally cooked. It can also be boiled, soaked, and smoked. But if something is not being cooked at all, it will not qualify for an Eretz Avshil. Just to finish off with the, just remind me of Melech Biderman says there interesting. Well, to know, out of all the items we spoke about, you know, the Toshanis, which we keep on the Toshanis, which we keep on. It's very interesting. What happens to the Esek? The Esek ends up normally. What do you do with the Esek? You know, it goes. What do you do with the Lulav? You know, it gets burnt, whatever. You know, what do you do with your Adasim? You know, out of all the Abaminim, which is the only one which is kept on the Onar Kodesh. The only one which makes it up, it makes it on our Kodesh, it's looked after, it's the cheapest of the whole lot. How much you spend on your Esek, you know, how much you spend on your Lulav, how much the Arovus, which is the cheapest, that's the one that ends up on our Kodesh. Why so? Why so? It's ironic. So Malach Bidman says a beautiful word. He says, you know why? Because the Hoshanas, what you do with the Hoshanas? The Hoshanas, you hit them. They were on the floor. They went through tough times. You know, the Esek, you went with it with pride and shul and everything. They've got, you know, they had all the Olam Hazeh. Potter, you know, the Hoshanas, they went on the floor, they were rubbed, they were smacked. So if somebody goes through difficult times, eventually they make an Olam HaKodesh. So say, same with the Yid, you know, the ones who are all, but if a person goes through difficult school first and challenging times, at the end they end up on the Olam HaKodesh. You know, it's a beautiful word, the Melech Biderman. Okay, I wish you a very good evening. Okay, see you tomorrow, Be'ezer Hashem.